Live from Chicago, Illinois, it's the Zach Malinger Show, where we help you find your direction through passion and purpose. My name is Zach Malinger. I'm your host. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We've got a special guest. This is almost our number 80th career library episode. So we're getting really close to that number. Our goal is 800. We're going to be well on our way to 100 this year. So we're really excited that you guys have joined us. We've got a special guest. Before I get to him, two things. We are streaming live via YouTube. If you have any questions for me and my guests, please pop them into the comment box. We'll make sure to get to them. Also, before any interview, Zach@ZachMalinger.com. Submit those questions. We'll make sure to get them to my guest. Brett, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Brett, can you tell me about a little bit about your career?
So yeah, so I'm a project coordinator at Legal East Marketing. We do marketing solution. We have marketing solutions for lawyers, and I do marketing on the side for small businesses. So essentially, I do social media management and graphic design for some of our clients. Recently, we had like great success with one of our clients that had quadrupled his engagement and social media in just like a couple weeks with a couple tweaks to how we were posting. So it's been really awesome to see the success there.
Awesome. So your primary responsibility as a project coordinator is the social media management, correct?
Yeah, essentially. However, I do a lot of like the post copies and graphic designs for the social media as well.
How did you get into this? Because, you know, I don't think as a student you think, well, I'm going to be a project coordinator one day.
Yeah, exactly. So I was actually working at Chick-fil-A while my brother started this company. He started it with Jordan Ostroff. His name's Gregory Eisenberg. He graduated from UCF with a marketing degree while Jordan is a lawyer, and they started this together. And Greg said, "Hey, I know you're working at Chick-fil-A. Like, do you want some hours a little bit on the side?" And I was all in. It was just like simple posting stuff. And early on, we found like great success. And I was like, this is actually really what I want to do. So I've hopped all in full time and just kind of took it from there.
You know, you said a key there, and that's what I write in Don't Be a Zombie, How to Find a Career You Love, a book that I just wrote, is that you started it out part-time. And I encourage people to do that, especially if they don't know what a job entails. So, you know, if you have a relative or a friend that's starting their own business, why not get involved in a side project? Like you said, it was originally probably started to make some extra money, but you probably didn't know that you would even like it. Would that be fair to assume?
Oh, 100%. It was just an absolute, like, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. And then I just started really enjoying, like, putting my creative mind to, like, creating things to, like, post copies. So it's been really incredible.
What do you love about your job? What gets you going? What's your passion behind it?
I don't know. I think it's just that a lot of lawyers struggle with marketing, and because they don't teach that in law school. They go to law school to, you know, teach law. And so it's really about having that ball, not completely in my court, but being able to have that ability to put my creative, like I said, put my creative mind to it and be able to really do whatever I think can benefit their company.
Awesome. So it's kind of that creative side that you really like to enjoy, the graphic designing as well as creating things for them as well as content. That sounds pretty fun. Now, on the flip side, what's something difficult about your job that, you know, somebody out there should know?
I think that overall, just kind of creating, like, when it comes to just because kind of using the difference between repurposing content, I would say, versus overusing content, you want to kind of be able to choose when you want to repost the same template or reuse the same template. Because essentially when you're posting the same thing over and over and over again, it becomes a struggle. And a lot of people don't like to see the same thing over and over and over again. So all of a sudden your engagement will just tend to go down.
Yeah, I know a lot of influencers out there struggle with that too. It's almost, you know, their whole life is a post. And so, you know, that might be even a challenge that's difficult, that you're working on that creative side and you always have to have a new creative concept waiting behind the wings, if you will. And like you said, if you keep using something that you was good originally, you know, it could have been good a month ago, you've got to refurbish that into some good content. So that definitely makes sense. What did you dream about when you were young? Let's take you back to elementary school. Was there a career that you always dreamed about doing?
Really funny. I, up until probably after my freshman year at University of Alabama, I wanted to be the president of the United States. I thought it was just a dream job. I thought it would be super cool. But then I realized I was a political science major and I learned more deeper into politics and realized I really do not want to be the president of the United States. So I started looking into different careers and I really was lost for a while. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I ended up being with a sociology major in school before I decided that this is just going to be it full time. It's just, so this was just really almost out of the blue, but I mean, I think all great, it just, everything happens for a reason. And I'm just really happy I was able to find my passion in this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the thing about it is that you kept, you know, you a lot of people try to say it's you luck into something, but honestly, it's activity what gives us luck. And then we can always say, well, it's luck. But if you hadn't done the activity, you'd have never got there. So, you know, there's, you know, a part of it too, where you have to get out there and hustle and overturn rocks and find your way. So definitely. Now, the reason I ask that question is because a lot of times, you know, we can relate back things from our past and we see those strengths and abilities and talents sometimes in our dreams. But I got to say, the president, I cannot, probably the most at least political guy you've ever been met. So I can't go with you there. I don't know what exactly that passion is, but maybe it might be creating a better United States and
maybe like that.
So but we appreciate the honesty. So, you know, I often encourage my audience to do preceptorships. And so preceptorships are like job shadowing. They would spend a day with you or a week with you. Walk me through a day with you. What would it look like if somebody was following you around on your job?
So if someone was following, I'm completely remote. So someone would kind of just be sitting right next to me on my bed. But I wake up in the morning, I post for my clients. Sometimes I'll have a meeting in the morning, about 4 out of the 5 days during the week, I'll have a meeting in the morning. And then throughout the day, I'm just creating content, posting throughout the day and just writing different captions, just managing calendars, essentially just kind of going through the whole mojo throughout the day.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're out there, and I think, Brett, you know, you can help me out here. So if you're trying to explain your job and people use social media like Instagram or whether it be TikTok, Facebook, you name it, depends on probably the age of the person or the content that you want, you're basically creating posts for a business in order to increase engagement. And now when we say engagement, that means likes and follows and reads and things like that. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, that would 100% be a fair assessment. I mean, like a lot of it, even just views really plays a huge role with the engagement, because more people, the way LinkedIn works is how when someone views a post or even like clicks on the post, it will appear on everyone that they are followed by and connected with social media. So it really can just blow up with just like, even with just 23 likes and 4 comments, but it could have like 2,000 views.
Let's say I've got an 18-year-old out there watching this interview and they say, you know, Brett, I would like to go down this path. This is something that I would like to do. What would you A, encourage them to do in college as far as a major, and then B, what steps should they take to get to this kind of career?
I think this career is very different. I think that college, I didn't graduate college. I don't think college necessarily matters in this career. I think that we would rather see a creative mindset. We'd rather see a portfolio of different graphics created. We'd rather see results of your internship with a marketing firm. We would rather see all that rather than just a piece of paper that said you graduated with a sociology degree. So I would definitely say work on more your skill set, and you're being certified, especially being certified in Google Ads, Facebook Ads. I would definitely say focus on that rather than focusing. I wouldn't say like drop out of school and
right. I get what you're saying,
but essentially, still like put that as a priority. Brand yourself, because if you're trying to get into the career of marketing, the first thing they're going to click on is your portfolio and your LinkedIn. So it's important and essential that you're branding yourself.
It's a good point. And, you know, out there, if you're listening and you're thinking about the college route, still there's graphic design major out there that you could go for. And there's business careers you could go for in marketing. So there's different ways to go about it. But absolutely, I get what you're saying as far as, you know, not everybody needs to go to college to succeed. And there's many of examples out there like that, including yourself. So exactly right. Now, when people, so this sounds like a really awesome job, because it's basically you're posting on social media. And so for a lot of the kids out there that are listening to this, this is just sounds great. But at the same time, you know, it might be easier on a personal scale to do it on a Instagram or a TikTok. But you have to really put a lot of time into these creative ads, correct? I mean, you're really thinking about this all day.
Definitely. And even like when I'm just scrolling through Instagram, like you see different just like ads for different random companies and brands, and you think that would look actually really good with just the lawyer that is one of my clients just like pasted on there with like maybe a tip for like one of their marketing or business development tips or whatever it might be. So I mean, like, it's just kind of like a constant thing. I mean, something that I've been trying to experiment with is actually going with TikTok and trying to open up that branch in that field, because I think that there is a lot you can do with just even with just like lawyers who that might not be a popular subject or popular hashtag, or the most I should say, on TikTok. However, I think that it could definitely be a very beneficial platform for anyone to be able to market on.
Now, you recommended a couple of certifications that people do. How do they go about finding those? And what did you call them again?
They're just certifications. You can just get them on Google Ads. They're completely free. Google.com. Facebook ads are completely free. And so essentially, they have a bunch of different classes or courses, and you just go through those courses and then you will get sort of certified. Each course is essentially like about an hour long, so it's a little bit, but not too bad. And then you're done. That's it.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing about your career. This is really fascinating. We did have a few questions that came in, so I wanted to make sure I get to them. And so the first question is, what social media platform do businesses use mainly?
So for the lawyers we work with, we like to use LinkedIn. I personally love using LinkedIn. I think it's the best way that you can expand your network and still have a lot of engagement. Instagram's also a very great way, a great platform to also expand your network and have a lot of engagement. Twitter is a little bit more difficult. However, I will say TikTok. If you can get TikTok going, TikTok, I really think, is going to be like a really awesome platform to be able to market on.
And, you know, so another one of those questions, I think you mentioned LinkedIn is the number one way to do things. And that's what I encourage students to do, is make a LinkedIn profile. I think sometimes, even as a college freshman, you think, well, I haven't done anything. I still think there's important to put what your goals are, build out your profile, and put as much information on you can. And you can put even high school achievements on there that you did. Would you agree with that?
100%. I think people should start building their LinkedIns in high school, essentially. I think that just getting involved in any way is just another resume builder, just any sort of leadership. And I think that is really the biggest thing for high schoolers and college kids, that like, even though it might not be the coolest thing to be involved in clubs and everything, it is the best way to get ahead in life. If you have a LinkedIn profile built out by your freshman year of college, when you're looking for that summer internship, it's going to be a lock, because you're already have branded yourself to be almost graduated college when you're really just a college freshman. You put yourself ahead of the game. So I really think that's really what it comes down to.
Brett, I'll have to have you fill in for me when I go on vacation, so you can, since we're about on the same page. So the next question comes in: what is considered a successful post as far as an engagement and views to your company?
So when it comes down to successful posts, I would say that it's important. I mean, like, it's not really an expected number they're going for, it's more of just an improvement. So you look at the amount of views and likes and comments that your posts have had in the past, and you think, how can I make these better? So one way is to, whenever you're posting on LinkedIn, for an example, I'll use LinkedIn, for at the end of your first line, put dot, 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 and then a bunch of enters will make it more enticing for someone to click on, and then that's just another view. Another way is to engage with your audience. I think it's really important that you're asking questions. Polls are a very great way to improve engagement. I think just all of those all around can double your engagement at least, and instantly.
Yeah, I think we forget a lot of those things, even as professionals, you know, we see other people doing them. I think the biggest thing about fear of LinkedIn when I talk to people is they haven't dabbled around in it enough, and they're scared they're going to make a mistake. And there's always ways to learn about it. And I always encourage people to have an accountability partner, so they have them on the other end and they can see what's going on. So they can say, hey, you know, Zach, you've actually put up something that you shouldn't have. I can see it on my profile, or vice versa. Because people make mistakes. Like, I think the biggest one I'm seeing now is, when people are looking for a job and they're at a current company and they don't want their employer to see it, sometimes they get confused and they put the green, you know what I'm talking about? The green circle that says looking for work while they're still in the same company.
Yeah.
So, you know, just little stuff like that people get scared about, and they don't want to engage with it. But I always say, have an accountability partner looking in on the other side and say, hey, what does that look like on your end? Is it showing? And then if it's not, you can quickly change it, and you can read and stuff and take videos. There's plenty of videos, like you said, on LinkedIn where you can learn how to do things. And I watch the videos to learn how to update mine, even, because they're continuing to update different features. Last question, Brett, that we had come in, it says, what's the most successful post you've ever had? In other words, in terms of most likes and engagement since you've been with the company.
So it was actually with one of my clients. It was my first client, and we posted a meme. It was a simple meme It was about someone with like saying like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember. It was like just a simple meme. It was like, have you been focusing on sales? And the other person was like, no, I'm a lawyer. And they're both like crying and hugging. And it blew up. It had, I think it was a couple thousand views. And then I think it was like 30 likes or like a couple comments. It was like, and it was really awesome to just see that engagement just from like, I came up, I literally was just like, cause the client asked me, it was like, I'd love to see some memes posted. I was like, that's awesome. I'm super down. So like, I was just scrolling. So like, that one took me, I think, maybe a minute and a half to put together. I literally used Snapchat, and it was just, it was really cool to just see that just with like a simple line, one liner, and just to see that engagement just on the simple posts. So something that I will recommend actually to people when it comes down to LinkedIn and being scared when posting on LinkedIn is treat it like Facebook. No one's scared to post congratulations to their nephew or family picture on Facebook. Treat it like Facebook. It's the same thing. Don't be scared to post whatever you want to post. People want to hear about your personal life. Like that's the thing that like is the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook is that Facebook, the rare thing is like when people post about like their business, people kind of like that difference in Facebook. It's a difference from personalized to like business. While on LinkedIn, it's a very nice difference to see someone post about like their Father's Day or like something they did with their family. Because like, it's like something that like says like, look, I'm a lawyer. I spend 40, 50 hours a week doing lawyer stuff. However, you know, I still have a life outside of this. You see my podcast, but this is what I do outside of the podcast. So I think that is really a huge thing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being a part of it. Now, Brett, if someone's out there listening and they want to follow you on social media, where can they find you?
You can contact me on LinkedIn, Brett Eisenberg, Instagram, Brett_Eisenberg. And you can also email me at Brett@LegalEastMarketing.com. All those three ways I'll answer pretty quickly. So, yeah. And thank you so much for having me on the show. Seriously. Well,
thank you for giving back. You know, you're giving a time out of your day to come on and help others. So we definitely appreciate it. And guys, if you're out there, and I say this every show, like a broken MP3 player, is you often ask, who do I link in with? And so all these guests usually offer their LinkedIn accounts for you guys to connect with them. And Brent's no different from anybody else. So just let him know how you heard about him. Sometimes we get spam and it's hard to sort that out, but just message him and say, hey, I heard you on Zach's show. Love to connect. And that's as simple as that. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'll be open to answering any questions.
Well, we appreciate that. Guys, until then, stay safe and we will see you soon. Have a great day.